We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is the PM team. Andrew Filippone out all week. He's convalescing after surgery of a sensitive nature. But I talked to him. He is as much as Andrew can be in good spirits. And I know he's a little jealous because I get to go out to the hotline and for the next 10 to 15 minutes have a conversation all by myself with our Pirates insider, Mr. Jason Mackey of the PG. And the fan hotline, by the way, is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Jason, one, I know that you are you're playing out of position here because you're relaxing right now. It's a little R&R for you, so I appreciate you still making time for the show today.
My pleasure, man. It's been a little bit of an unconventional summer for me, as people know, and this was a trip that had planned with the family when I was on the hockey beat, and we wanted to honor it because my kids start in school in the fall, so didn't want them to not have a vacation this year. I know it's kind of odd being I normally wouldn't take a vacation in the middle of a beat season. I don't believe in it, but we had to hold true to this one and kind of make do. So thanks for dealing with me and the readers out there. Thanks for continuing to read us.
Well, I think, Jason, everybody understands what you just said, and I think if we're being very practical here, and I mean this, I'm not trying to pile on, because this was sort of the open to the show for me today. You're not missing much, because the Pirates just, and tell me if this is being unfair. I watched the game last night, I'll watch the game again tonight, and for me, some of it is, I don't subscribe to MLB.TV, so the curiosity factor of getting to see Mike Trout, who I think is going to, when his career is all said and done, be considered one of the best baseball players, handful of best ever, to pick up a bat and glove and play the game. But watching what the team did almost felt like it was the whole, if a tree falls in the forest, if the Pirates end their losing streak out in the West Coast, and hey, Mitch Keller gets a win, but it was happening late at night. Did it really happen? Does it matter? I'm having trouble dragging any further meaning out of what this team is doing because they are mired in such a horrific run right now.
Well, Chris, I understand where you're coming from, and I think a lot of people who follow the Pirates probably have the same view on it. I think I'm probably sick in the head, and that like I look at last night, and I also see, you know, Mitch Keller coming into a situation and pitching well. That should be an encouraging sign. You know, Josh Bell has seemingly rediscovered his stroke a little bit. You know, Brian Reynolds. But in any case, I look at last night, and they were going to win again. I didn't think they were going to go 0 for the rest of the season. Where I think this is going to tell an interesting tale is this just a one-off? Like, is this still a terrible team that's dead in the water and whatever? Or do they actually use this as some sort of momentum? Do they grab onto it? Are they able to build on it? I think that's why, you know, tonight and tomorrow are so pivotal too. And I don't know. I think this goes back to, what do you look at when you see this team? Do you want to look at it and see any sort of building, or do you just want to be pissed? And I completely understand both ways of thinking. But I do think you can look at last night and pluck something from it. Mitch Keller, we're talking about their starting rotation. I mean, the kid's got to pitch well. He's got to pitch reasonably, the way he did last night and make some strides. He's going to be in the rotation the rest of the year. So I think his starts anyway should at least be worth watching.
Neil Huntington over the weekend called his team young, but he also then, in more or less the same breath, Jason, he called them inexperienced at the same time. And I don't think those are two interchangeable terms by any stretch of the imagination. And I think it's an important distinction to make, because if this was a team that was both young and inexperienced, that would be one thing. A lot of the guys that I think the Pirates are going to be counting on if they're going to have any kind of resurgence next season are players in their mid to late 20s, which in this day and age in baseball feels like it's getting kind of late early out there, with guys' careers not really extending well into their 30s, with them being very productive. What say you about the idea that the Pirates are young versus merely inexperienced?
Yeah, I mean, I do think they kind of need to be both, and I think the way Neil Huntington has built this roster, they're going to be both. But the Pirates are sort of caught in a tricky position there in that they can't be all young. I look, you know, when you were introducing that little bit or whatever, like I immediately gravitated toward the catching position. They're not young there. It would be great if they could go young there and they had a prospect coming up who was worth playing, but they don't. And so in the offseason, to me, that has to be a priority. I've liked what Jacob Stallings has done, but he's not a starter. And they need to go out and find somebody who's a legit number one there. And at their starting rotation as well. I mean, it's fantastic that they got what they got from Mitch Keller, but it's still only one start. And let's say, even put our optimism hat on here and say he's good the rest of the season, and we say, okay, Mitch Keller can be in your starting rotation next season. What are we thinking about the rest of it? You know, they're neither young nor old nor any real one thing, and I do think you're going to have to put a Band-Aid on it. I have some questions whether they're going to, but you generally don't do that by going really young. Like, you have to get somebody who's at least middle-aged. You're probably going to have to overpay a little bit and whatever. But my point is that there's certainly some imperfections with this team and this roster, even to get it to competitive status, and it's hard to go totally young when you have those holes.
Our Pirates insider Jason Mackey joining us here on the PM team. Yeah, I guess my main thought on it, Jason, the reason I brought it up is I don't think Neil Huntington was excuse-making because, I mean, he kept trying to fall on the sword in his Sunday show, his weekly show. But he seemed to say one thing that I don't agree with, and it's the idea of, oh, wait, this is a young, up-and-coming team. Maybe inexperienced, but again, if let me put it this way. If Josh Bell was 23 and had been in the bigs for a couple of years, but he was 23, and Reynolds was 22, and they had a bunch of precocious youngsters, right? I would feel one way about them. Because all those guys, except for Reynolds, are 25 or older, I don't feel the same way. It seems like other teams are getting better production from younger players earlier on, and I don't feel like the Pirates are on that track. I don't feel like when I'm watching this team, I'm watching a bunch of guys who are a couple of years too early just going through some growing pains, is I guess my point.
Yeah, no, I think that's a completely valid point. And I think that's part of what we should look at the rest of the year. And part of me worries whether they're going to screw this up. I mean, they should be getting younger than they are now. Why not play Ke'Bryan Hayes? Why not play Cole Tucker? And, you know, I understand. I'm not seeing them every day in Indianapolis, and I'm sure there's some nuance there. I think Ke'Bryan Hayes was hitting about 248 at last check, and that's going to leave some holes there. So maybe you want to let him cook a little bit more. I get that. But at least from September 1 on, I mean, that's what the rest of this season should be, looking under every rock, looking at what opportunities they can find for guys. And I do think they're going to do this. But, you know, to your original point, Chris, with what Neil Huntington said yesterday on his show, I mean, I get where Neil's coming from. It's just like, what do you want him to do? You know, they are getting decent production out of some younger guys, you know, Josh Bell, Kevin Newman, Brian Reynolds, et cetera. I mean, that's great. But Neil Huntington is also correct in that he built a roster that is flawed. It has holes. And to me, it's you take the good, but they need to really take a longer look at the bad. Why is this group not pitching that well? For the first month of the season, it was great. Ever since then, it's been crap, especially since the All-Star break. And to me, you need to look not necessarily at, oh, who can we sign to come in here and be better? To me, it's let's overhaul this whole thing, or at least take a deep look at what are we trying to do? Do our talents match the intent? How are we developing guys? Are we developing the right pitches to match what the game is? I mean, we talk over and over about pitching to contact and ground balls and how baseball is right now, and the Pirates are kind of obtuse with that stuff. They're not falling in line with the rest of the game. So to me, I mean, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that there are some good young players. It's just there are too many holes surrounding.
So one of the things that I think contributes, Jason, to there being too many holes, and Neil Huntington's got constraints on him. We all know that, financial constraints, significant ones. I think we all understand that. But there are teams that, granted, can spend more money, and we've heard them spend more money, that like the Dodgers spend $20 million to leave no stone unturned when it comes to their farm system and prospects and sort of just looking for advantages in the margins. But to me, it is an indictment of either the scouting director, the farm director, or both for this team, that they are picking more often than not in the middle to the top of the first round, and their farm system is nowhere near, say, just for example, again, the Dodgers, who are picking at the bottom of every single round. Is there a chance in your mind that Neil Huntington keeps his job and maybe Larry Broadway or Joe Delacari does not, and that there is a demand placed on Huntington that he let go one of these two or both?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. At this point, I mean, their farm system isn't nearly as good enough, I should say, for where they pick consistently like you're talking about. And if you're not going to spend money at the major league level, which, I mean, the budget is what it is, and it's not great, and you can complain about it over and over again, but it's reality. You got to be good other places. And there are other small market teams that have figured out a way to do this, and the Pirates have not. I can't say it's the player development side. I can't say it's the scouting side. I can't say it's, you know, any number of things that could be Joe Delacari. It could be Larry Broadway. It could be, you know, a bunch of other factors. But to me, if you're running the Pirates right now, if you're Bob Monning, if you're Frank Cunnelly, if you're Neil Huntington, it doesn't matter. You need to be asking those questions. I mean, the farm system isn't good enough. They don't have the assets of other teams that generally have worse picks than them. They've missed on way too many players, guys that they looked at him and said, yes, we think he's going to be a part of our future, and they've been wrong. So, I don't – you have to look at those guys. You have to look at everything. I would imagine they go into this winter saying, nobody is safe. We're going to take a very deep dive into evaluating this thing.
Is there any utility, Jason, because Neil Huntington said he couldn't even remember in their 105 loss season in 2010, a stretch as truly kind of awful as the one that they're currently mired in, 5-24. Because Huntington can't remember it being this bad at any point, even in their worst season in recent memory, do you think there is any utility in Bob Nutting, if he is in fact very dissatisfied with the product on the field, breaking with his normal kind of operating procedure and actually saying something publicly to the effect of, I'm not happy about this as the owner of the ball club, and we are going to take a very hard look at things as soon as this season ends?
Yeah, I think there would be value in him speaking, absolutely. I know I asked for him. I'm sure other reporters have asked for him. I've been told that he won't be speaking until toward the end of the season. I get where he's coming from, where the Pirates are coming from, where maybe you just feel like you're going to be piling on, or you want to make sure that you have... But
don't you think people actually want him to pile on? Like, I actually think the man could win, not win some points with people, but at least have some people nodding their heads if he said, listen, I'm just as mad about this, I'm just as frustrated about this as every... Like, speak a little differently than we hear him a lot. Sound a little fiery. Sound like a guy who's fed up and who's going to, you know, lop off some heads here underneath of him.
I disagree with you there, though, Chris, just because I think, like, yes, that would be good to hear that, you know, if you're a fan, but aren't fans just going to come back more? You could have avoided that if you would have just spent some money, you know, cheat Bob. Like, he's just going to get crushed no matter what. I at least that's my opinion on it. Like, no matter what the guy says, people are just going to come back and say, you should spend more money. You should, like, they're mad. And I understand why. I'm not saying people don't have a right to be mad. I just think that people are showing up to the ballpark and spending money on food, tickets, merchandise, all this stuff for a team that is just completely gone in the toilet out of the All-Star break. Like, there's Frank Cunnelly's talk, Neil Huntington's talk. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility for the owner to give his comments on it. I don't think it's going to satiate people. I think they're still going to be mad, but, you know, you're a publicly funded team with your ballpark. Like, there are factors here that we can point out that it leads to the owner should be accountable and should be talking, especially when you put the payroll where it is and there's so much of a narrative around this team, right or wrong, that it's because the owner won't spend. And if he disagrees with that, if there's a reason why, you know, he says, well, the money's this, and if he has comments to the contrary, go ahead and make them. I think people would want to hear it.
Jason, we'll leave at that point. Did Jim Colony, did he comment on you and your lovely wife's choice of beverage at vacation?
He did, yes. I think he, you know, just gave it a thumbs up. I don't think he said anything to it. But I guess people were ripping me, too. You might have been one of them. But
no, I wasn't. I mean, I remember my college days. There's something vaguely hip. I think Natty Light has gone hipster now.
It kind of has. And, I mean, that's the vibe we were going for. Like, my wife and I were at this place. They're playing, you know, Chili Peppers and a bunch of, like, stuff that we listened to in college. And it felt right, man. I would prefer craft beer every day of the week to Natty Light. But it was just in that moment. It was the right beer.
Jason, enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thanks, man.
All right, my man. See you soon.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider right there.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.